Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs Gold winner.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Well, good morning, my friend. I am Jay. I'm here to inform you, entertain you, and teach you over the next hour. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, where I want nothing more than to just simply build a friendship with you. What a beautiful spring morning. Flowers are blooming. Not a lot of traffic out on Saturday morning early, so I appreciate you who are out here. We're smack dab in the middle of May, one day away from my birthday, and when I leave this studio, I am off to Tennessee. And if you want to get a hold of me, I would love to help you with your next purchase and refinance transaction. I am not only a host here, a podcaster, but I'm also a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, Garvin's Group, Churchill Mortgage. Have an amazing team with Kenny and Carolyn and Lena and Sabrina and Piper, where we are blessed to help more than 200 families. You, every single year, navigate purchase and refinance loans. And I'm going to get right into the details this morning. No energy drink. I do have my tea, my iced tea. I've got my water, and most importantly, I have my producer, Matt. But I put him behind glass because he's kind of like a zoo animal. He can get dangerous. Great man with great ideas, so thank you, Matt. But here we are with today's topic, conversation. I'm excited. You're going to learn a lot. If you know anybody who is trying to navigate this purchase market in the Pikes Peak region, anybody at all that has a purchase story, I hope and pray that they're good stories. But if you know anybody at all that has put five or more offers on a home and doesn't have a home, you want to listen intently. Call me at 330-1457. If you have an adult child, a neighbor, a friend, a coworker that is going through the nightmare of unsuccessful real estate bids, unsuccessful mortgage preparation of getting in a house in a very bizarre market, you call me at 330-1457. I will give you a complimentary copy of this podcast so the individual affected can listen. Matt was just telling me he has a family member. Is that what we call her, Matt? A family member? A soon-to-be ex-family member that has done dozens of offers in this market, is in a situation where they need to get her in a house, and she can't. So with no further ado, the title of today's conversation, topic with you and me, is winning a real estate deal in 2021. That's winning, winning, winning. You know, our president used to say that. I'm going to ask Matt, what are we going to do? We're going to win, win, and win until we're so tired of winning. And I make a joke out of it, but Justin Hermes, just one example. He is not Superman. He bleeds. He could work out more. He certainly could stay together longer with his life mates.
Oh, no, he didn't.
He is just a human like you and I, and he's got over 10 people under contract so far this calendar year. Probably will end up with 30 or 40 buys. More than six with me just in the last 60 days. And if you have an agent that is having a difficult time navigating the market, have them call me, 719-330-1457. I can help them. Welcome to the club, real estate agents. In 2018, when mortgage rates went up, mortgage lenders were being battered with just like 400 homes on the market is nearly nowhere near enough inventory that we need. We need at least 2,000 homes on the market to be normal, and we're one-fifth of that. Well, in 2018 in mortgage, we had no mortgage products. Interest rates were up. No income, no asset loans weren't there. No low FICO loans. And we were all struggling. We had a very, very small water hole in Africa, as the analogy would go, but it seemed there was like 8,000 animals around. You know, when there's plenty of water in the water hole in Africa, gazelles and lions sit on the grassy green plains together, licking their paws. But as soon as that water starts to evaporate with that hot African sun, as soon as the pool starts to turn into a mud bath, as soon as the hippos, the big players in the pond, start bumping their rumps together, and giraffes start heading for the trees, the lions start to look differently at the gazelles. Well, that's what's happening in the real estate market. I navigated 2018. I did it by having a cash-strong mortgage business. I kept on all my staff. I put provisions and reserves forward to them, and I took a little hit in my pocketbook to fight another day. Real estate agents are needing to think outside the box, but with every challenge, there's a silver lining. With every tragedy, the Lord will turn it for the glory of the kingdom. And one of the biggest advantages, the biggest benefits, the bonus out of this market is that if there's 1,200 homes sold every month, approximately that's how many were sold last month in April. A little bit more than that, they're still putting together statistics. But my point is that there was only 400 homes on the market. So where, I've talked about this before, where, oh where, are the rest of the houses coming from? If during the statistical month they take that snapshot and there's only 400 houses there, but there's 1,200 sold, where are the other 800 coming from? Well, I'm going to talk about that today. Now, the quick answer, sir, so if you're going into Home Depot or going down to the park to play pickleball, the fast answer is that some houses are coming on the market and leaving the market so fast within 22 days, there's not even time to statistically quantify them. But the other part of it is pocket listings. And that's what I'm going to talk about. But most of all, I'm going to talk about these three things. What makes this market so different? Why in the world? There's a great article in the Gazette. It's Colorado Springs, housing crisis threatens business and local economy. I'm also going to talk about what do you have to do differently to navigate this market. And number three, I'm talking about think outside the box and be in it to win it. If you're putting 5, 10, 15 offers and your agent keeps doing the same thing and you keep losing them, you're not in it to win it. You're in it to lose it. You need to change your strategy. I want to help you. I'll be very blunt, but also polite, hopefully a little bit humoristic, but I'll be back right after this. These messages are important, so stay tuned. Call me at 330-1457 during the break so I can help you with a purchase or loan transaction, and I'll continue to talk about winning a real estate deal in 2021.
Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid, and call.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jay Garvin's. Licensed loan originator, also an investment property owner. My wife and I own 8 properties. We're just going through 1031 exchanges right now. I've been a licensed loan originator since 2009 when they originated the requirement to get licensed. Been originating loans since 1998. Also building townhomes, developing townhomes with my building A1 contractor partner, Dwight. And then also I'm a property manager, so I come from a standpoint of understanding. I am not a licensed real estate agent, and today I want you to call me at 330-1457, not only for me to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction, but also answer questions if you have problems navigating this market. Whether you're a young real estate agent, an inexperienced buyer, if you've given 5 or more offers and you're not under contract, I implore you to call me. If this is the story of your adult child, your neighbor, your relative, your coworker, a friend at church, you have to call me because they're doing something wrong. Something is not right. I've got a good friend of mine, Justin, who's able to navigate this market. I have a friend, Colin, who can navigate this market. I have a friend, Dawn, who can navigate this market. Right after this radio show, I'm going to sit down with a friend of mine, Joyce, who has an entire brokerage firm. She knows the trick to getting it done, to be getting in the deal with a strong plan intentionally, to be in it to win it. Because it's not just the real estate agent. See, I have a handful of real estate agents that I'm doing loans for right now. None of them have talked to each other, but they've all followed a very similar formula, and I get to observe all of it across the board. So rather than having one real estate agent perspective, one individual plan, I've looked at over a half a dozen different ones, and I can share that with you, and I'm going to share a little bit today. Now, I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, and I can tell you a big part of it, more than 50% of your approach is financial and getting approved. See, sometimes people have pre-approval letters. And that's where they pull somebody's credit and say, hey, this is based on your credit. If these are all your debits and this is what you tell us your income is, this is the size, this is the value of home that you can afford. Then you have a pre-approval, which is where you pull somebody's credit. Then you also collect maybe one or two of their income documents and like bank statements, we call them assets. And say, wow, if these statements and these wages and your credit profile stays the same, we enter this into a computer program. Fannie Mae, direct underwriting, DU, says that you can get a house. You're quote-unquote pre-approved. Well, Churchill Mortgage is the only company that I know to date. Feel free to call me at 330-1457 if you can tell me differently. That we have an entire certification process where you get certified homebuyer status with Churchill Mortgage. Now, so there's three levels right there. And I'm going to go into the Churchill certified home buyer. I'm also going to go into the real estate approach. But let me tell you what's out there right now. There's 4,000 agents, give or take 100, that are registered with the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors Licensing Board. I talked to Bill McAfee, who runs the largest title company in town. I talked to two other real estate owner brokers. I've observed myself. I think there's somewhere between 400 to 500 effective agents. Bill McAfee says you're lucky if there's 250. And some of the evidence is showing is that there's as little as 200 agents in this whole town that have the process down. They can tell you that they can't get everybody under contract, but they can tell you exactly what you need to do. And if you fall within that class, you're going to buy a house because there's no gray area anymore. And I'll tell you a reason why. There are individuals that call me up and say, hey, Jay, we found a house on the internet. We want to make an offer. Can you send me a prequal letter? And I'm like, you're wasting your time. Those are the fodder, the high-hanging fruit that has no nutrition in it. Those are the losers that when someone says 10 offers came in, well, 8, 9, and 10 are yo-yos like this that are just wasting their time with their agent when they don't have a pre-qualification letter. They don't even have an approval. I mean, if you were the seller, think of it. You're putting a bid on a house. You don't have an approval letter. You don't even have a pre-qualification letter. If you were the owner, would you give yourself the deal? And then more on top of that, people don't have the correct resources, the down payment. And there's people that even go and get a pre-approval, and they have like FHA approvals, which is a 3.5% down, and they barely have the $8,000 to cover the down payment, and they just don't understand that there's escalations in contracts. An example is my wife and I put a house on the market for $325,000 on Thursday morning at 8 a.m., and in less than 6 hours, we had an offer, and it was $20,000 over asking price. So they offered $345,000. We put the house at $325,000. And people don't understand that you have to have some resources. It's not normal for you. It's not successful navigation path to actually think that you're going to make an offer in the public portion of the market, the multiple listing system, MLS, with no money and with a low down payment loan. Now, we accepted a loan for 5% down on our house. I'm going to go over later in the radio show something that's called an appraisal gap, which means that if this individual offered me $345,000 on my house that I listed for $325,000 in Patty Jewett, when the appraiser comes out and looks at the house, and for any reason, if it only appraises for $335,000, the buyer agrees to close that gap, thus the name appraisal gap, and bring $10,000, and their lender confirms, the buyer's lender confirms that this will have no adverse effect on their actual loan approval. So we're talking about the pre-approval. We're talking about the people out there. And when I was talking to Matt, I would imagine that individuals that he knows, they don't have a proper approval, they don't have the proper money, and they don't have the proper guidance and leadership, because the real estate agent is always the leader of the purchase team. And that's just a matter of explanation, just a matter of knowledge, just a matter of research. So before I finish out this segment, I talk about what you can do differently to navigate this market. Well, you have offers that just come willy-nilly with no pre-quals at all. You certainly are wasting your time with a pre-qual letter. You might as well just get your financial house in order and make another bid after you have your finances in order. Pre-approvals work, but none of them are close to the Churchill certified home buyer, because we actually receive and you submit your financial documents to be reviewed by an actual underwriter. See, we pre-qualify you like in 2 minutes, and then we pre-approve you like in 2 hours. But then like in 2 days, we get an actual live underwriter to look at your file and conditionally approve it for financing of your new home. And it's the best way to show the homeowner's agent that you're a reliable and legitimate buyer. See, you've done the bulk of your legwork up front, making the home buying process quick, smooth, and it allows you to focus on finding the right home. Both the seller of the home gets peace of mind. You actually get an approval where you just sign on the dotted line, add an appraisal and a contract, and this is a great approach to negotiating during the process. This is why all of our buyers are getting approved, except for the two or three that we have with ineffective agents. We're just patiently waiting, and I'm praying to God that they don't exhaust themselves out of the entire process. I have one couple that I begged and pleaded to go with Justin, and they got hooked on a good listing agent. Of course, they sold their home right away. They're out of it, Matt. They're out of their house. They've sold it. They've made like 4 offers. And they have no house, and she's pregnant. And what do? I love on them. I'm trying to teach their agent, but what can you do? So going through the process of pre-qualification up front helps catch all of the hiccups early on, so nobody likes surprises, and you eliminate them. And you'll get to the closing table faster. That's huge for sellers. They love it. Buyers can close up to 7 to 10 days sooner. So rather than 30 to 40 day closings, you have like 16 to 20 day closings. Sellers love that. So I'm going to go in after the break and say what makes this market different. And I'm also going to say, think outside the box. Jay, we don't have $30,000 extra. Well, I can still help you get a house. Well, we don't have a good real estate agent and we need answers. I'll give you all of that after the break. Just call me at 330-1457 if you want a copy of that segment that I'm going to explain all of this. You can share it with your adult child, your cousin, your neighbor, whoever, or you can just allow me to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction. Call me at 330-1457 during the break so I can help you with a purchase or loan transaction, and I'll continue to talk about winning a real estate deal in 2021. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Baby, you just ain't thinking of nothing yet. Here's something that you're never gonna forget. Baby, you just ain't thinking of nothing yet. Nothing yet, you ain't been around. Good story. Get up out of trouble in life. Don't you know it's not easy when you got
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
Well, thanks so much for sticking with me. I am Jay. I'm going through a discussion with you today, a conversation about winning a real estate deal in 2021. I talked the whole last segment about getting qualified for the loan. That's so important. I talked to you about how you can navigate and separate yourself from the pack. I want all of you to consider calling me at 330-1457. Our buyers are getting offers approved, and they're moving into houses with a Churchill Certified Home Buyer Program because we are put to the front of the line. When you not only get a pre-qual, you go well beyond a pre-approval. We get an entire certification with a live underwriter removing all of the hiccups, fully approved, conditioned on the appraisal and the contract, and then you can move forward. That's what I spoke about. But now I want to talk about why is this market so different? Folks, this market is different, and you can look at a great article in the Gazette about Colorado Springs housing crisis threatens the business local economy. So it threatens businesses and local economy.
Housekeeping.
I guess we can do the housekeeping knock here. This will be housekeeping. Housekeeping!
Housekeeping!
This article is crazy. There was a economic forum down there in downtown Colorado Springs here, and sponsored by the Chamber, the EDC, the HBA, which is Home Builders Association, the Pikes Peak Association of Realtors, the Downtown Partnership, the Partner Association, Parakeets, 1-800.com. Everybody sponsored this thing, you know? John Southers was down there, our mayor, and they had the Bowtie economist there. It was actually cool because this Elliot Eisenberg is actually someone outside Colorado Springs, so they don't have any agenda. So many people have agendas. And basically why he said this occurred, I think, was spot on. Hey, builders stopped building during the Great Recession, so inventory buildup slowed down, money channel slowed down. I think he missed the biggest point, Elliot, and that is, oh, by the way, look over your shoulder. There's 87 million millennials adjusted with immigration, which is a nightmare, that are coming to market. Did you know this is a fact? And nobody, not any of our elected officials, not even the Bowtie Economist, mentions that we have all these millennials, regardless of what you think the number is in this generation. The low number is 72. The high number is 87 million with immigrants, adjustment, all of that. But no one talks about how coincidental that the largest generation in the history of United States is now just this year in 2021 turning 40. See, the first one was born in 1981, and we kind of had the same surge in the economy in 1986 with Ronald Reagan, carried all the way through Bill Clinton and even into, wow, a second administration for Ronald Reagan, a full 8 years, two terms for President Clinton, and then George W. wrote it until the spacecraft went into the side of the mountain in 2006. But that was the year in 1986 that previously the largest generation in the history of the world, the baby boomers, at 78 million people, started turning 40. See, people have babies when they're 40. They need houses when they're 40. And that's just the leading edge. For every 8,000 millennials, every single minute turning 40, you have just as many that are turning 33, which is your first-time homebuyer median age. So add that to the economist, and here's the reality. There's only 400 houses on the market, Springs and other cities. This is how he says we're different. We don't have the inventory. He says we don't have the infrastructure in place to support the now pent-up demand. They put more of it on a boomerang recovery from COVID, and all they did is just further delay the inevitable. So it's hitting harder when you have 400 people coming to the hot dog stand instead of 20 every hour for 3 days, you're going to get overwhelmed. And that's what's happening. All these individuals were pent up during the great pandemic. The COVID scam, the face diaper drama is now subsiding. and people are coming to market, but we've got more consumers than ever. And this is what Elliot Eisenberg said. The Springs and other cities should encourage construction of all types of housing, period, including single family, single room occupancy facilities, and so-called micro housing, even modulars and manufacturers. I disagree with that because it's a depreciating asset, but I do agree with townhomes and condos. And here you go. Help people expand what my great producer Matt just gave me an idea on for ADUs, accessory dwelling units, either integrated within your house or behind your house. I can't believe you thought of that one before me. I is not as smart as I dumb I think I am.
What you talking about, mister?
See, here I have 8 properties. I just get this beautiful house that I'm 1031 exchanging. And Matt is like, man, you could fit a whole nother house on the back of that lot. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding. So the trick is to just get 3 opinions, talk to people. And this is no different, but that's why we're in the jam. But more importantly, how do you navigate through it? So let's get into the details of how you navigate. What are agents doing that I'm seeing? It's really simple. First of all, you actually have to interview your agent. I have Toya, a really good investment property owner and radio listener of mine, and she's wanting to buy a house. She's wanted to do it for 2 years with her sons. Sucks that they've dragged things out because now you're in the middle of a nightmare. If you just would have bought a year ago, none of this would have happened. And she's allowing her adult children to make the decisions. And they have some friend that's a real estate agent and they just keep going through poor offer, through poor offer, through failed offer, through failed offer, through failed offer. Polly want a cracker? Polly want a cracker? You just keep doing the same damn thing. And they never once interviewed their friend. They never once made their friend stand independently up against a second opinion. So with the most important decision in your life that's now been delayed a year, that has cost your family at least $40,000, you should have got the creep a really nice Christmas present and told him to take a flying leap off a rolling donut.
Oh, no, he didn't.
There, I said it. The guy at church sitting next to you that babysat your kids 22 years ago that can't realistically spell real estate should not be your agent. The daughter of a friend of yours who's trying to be successful by a mom who's begging her to move out of the basement, who's never closed a transaction in her life, is not necessarily the best person to choose for the largest financial decision you're ever going to make. I'm just saying. Now, what you can do is you simply can ask your real estate agent, the one you've hired right now. I'm going to tell Matt to do this with a family member. Go directly to the agent. Ask that individual you referred me to say, how many buyers have you successfully got under contract in the last 90 days? Go. Tell me. If it's any less than 5, stop, drop, and roll. Tell them they have a fly on their eyebrow, turn and run, because they're not going to get you a house. If they haven't had at least 5 iterations, I'm not telling you right away to fire them. What I am telling you is if they say less than 5, you say, is there a really successful broker in your company that has done more than 5 that you and she and I can sit down? That's called mentorship. So I'm not against new agents, but if that new agent is coupled directly to the owner broker and the owner broker of the company actually has legitimate real estate skills themselves, and that's not always the case. Remember, 4,000 agents in town, even on a good day, only 500 of them are effective. That means you have a 1 in 8 chance of winning that prize behind the curtain. You don't have 3 curtains like Price is Right. You got 8 curtains, and you have 1 in 8 chance of picking a good one. So you want to make sure that your part-time agent either gets connected to a very successful full-time agent. See, Justin Hermes is only 30 years old. He's not the answer to real estate, but he's already done this 10 times this year. I mean, that's just a reality. And also make sure that they have a strategy. Ask them their strategy and say, hey, in this market, what's the top 3 things that you and I can do together to win a bid? I'll bet you one of them is going to say escalation clauses. Hey, if the house is for 325, say that you'll go to 345 or 365. I'll bet you they're going to say put in appraisal gaps, which means that if it doesn't appraise, you're going to need, well, I don't have money. Well, if you talk to me, I'll help you talk to your parents, grandparents, and family and not ask for a gift as much as an investment in the future. And then also they're going to talk about rent back options, which I'm going to go over that in the last segment. And then here's the big dinger, the thing that I told you I was going to talk about. Thirdly, is thinking outside the box. Ask the real estate agent if they have ever done an off-market deal, a pocket listing, and for them to explain and walk you through that. Because if there's 2,000 people looking for a house, 1,200 are being sold, there's only 400 on the market, where are all the rest? Well, a good chunk are coming on the market and off the market even before they're tallied, but another 600 to 800 properties never hit the MLS. And if they do, it's already after they're sold. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap this up, right? We're doing the power segment, with Jay Garvin's after this message. Really listen to my sponsors, my friend. I mean, Jason from Rocky Mountain Climate, Justin Hermes, Bill McAfee, Kelsey Cameron, Jesus! He's my new garage door, Pete Garage Door. All these people I have used, and they're real, they're accountable, they're affordable, and just dang it, they're good people to be around. So give them a call. Give me a call at 330-1457 during the break. Matt and I'm giving him all the notification and glorification today because he made a smarty comment. He's the smarty in the group. We'll be back after these messages to wrap things up. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Relax. Don't do it when you want to go to it. Relax, don't do it when you want to come. Relax, don't do it when you want to suck it to it. Relax, don't do it.
Come on, yo!
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Won't no one put you down
when I'm around.
This is our last 9 minutes together, my friend. Just you and I. I'm sipping tea. You might be sipping coffee. Maybe you're sipping the highway with both hands on the wheel. Whatever you're doing, I am Jay, and I'm your friend, as John Maxwell used to say. I've been talking all day about winning a real estate deal in 2021. I hope it's been advantageous for you. I've talked about interviewing your agent correctly. You should interview at least three agents. I apologize if you went with your first friend. Even though I am 100% committed to Justin Hermes, he is not the only agent all the time that I work with. I also work with Cole Underwood. He handles some other stuff. And these two agents, without a doubt, are in the top 100 in the whole city. I think Cole is in the top 10 in the state, and Justin's definitely the top 5 to 10 in all of RE/MAX, but they're not the only ones. I mean, I know Joyce over at Keller Williams, beautiful team, beautiful staff, just like my company. Some of her agents are exceptionally talented, and some are mediocre, and some are still learning. Same thing with RE/MAX, with Joe Clement. He always called me Top Gun Mortgage. I haven't talked to him. Top Gun, how you doing, Top Gun? I'm doing good, Joe. Hopefully you're listening. Maybe Tim Lee is listening. Tim's another. If I was to do a commercial deal, I'd go through Tim. I asked him once if I should get into commercial, and he's like, Jay, stay in what you know. You're good in residential. Business is hard. Commercial is hard. And thanks for being honest. Thanks for giving me your opinion, because it probably saved me. I talked to another agent of mine, Mike, who was my agent for years, and I would do an agent with Mike tomorrow if he and I had a reason to do a deal, because he's very, very good. And Mike was telling me that, hey, if you're going to do the mortgage, you better do it right. And he and I have been doing deals forever. So there's a lot of good agents out there. I'm trying to make the point. The agent is always in charge. You have to observe that your agent is in charge. You have to ask your real estate agent how many houses have they got under contract as a buyer agent in the last 90 days. If they say one or none, you have to stop, drop, and roll. You've got to keep interviewing, or at least say, do you have an owner broker, someone else in your agency that does have success that the three of us can sit down together? Number two, you have to ask them, have you ever done or had access in the last year to any off-market deals? This is the most amazing. Justin told me in his group, there's a group at RE/MAX that they all get together for big meetings, and one of the agents is like, hey, I've got an off-market deal. I've got this relationship with this family, done a lot of deals with them, and this individual just wants to offload the property as is, doesn't want to go through all the buying and the selling and the all of that stuff, the listing and the pictures. They just want someone to buy it. It's in okay condition. Come and look at it. Justin went up there. He saw it. It was so much nicer than she had explained. Good, solid 2,000 square foot house in the southwest part of Colorado Springs. He said, I want to put it under contract. She's like, great, it's under contract. Not even on the MLS. And as he is walking out, he's like, hey, Betty, how many people even called you? She said something like six and only three of you even showed up. And everybody is explaining how difficult this market is. That was a house he got over a 2,300 square foot, four bedroom, three bath house for $380,000, and it is at least worth $450,000, $430,000 in this market. That is what's called an off-market deal. They happen all the time. I have radio listeners that say, Jay, it's Patrick. I'm moving to Florida. Hey, Patrick, who are you selling your house with? Oh, Justin. Hey, I have a buyer who's a military service member like you. He's qualified and likes a house exactly like yours. Can he have it? Sure, if he gives me full price offer, boom. No high bid ups, no multiple offers, done. Landlords selling houses to tenants. Fathers selling houses to daughters. And the list goes on and on and on. It's so important. And you have to be specific with your loan approval. If you come in with some rinky-dinky letter, you have to get something that's above and beyond. At least a full file and one that's pre-approved. But if you want to get certified with Churchill, that's the best. That puts you to front of the line because we actually live underwrite your file with an underwriter. We spend dozens of hours, thousands of dollars, so you can get to the front of the line. So you can actually iron out all the hiccups. You actually can cut 7 to 10 days off the process. And now this rinky-dinky government loan option, offer number three, isn't even in the final serious pile. You've got to get in that pile. And here's the big takeaways, my friend. You have to get ahead of the market. You have to get in front of the market or it'll leave you behind. I saw that with Toya and her sons. I am going to call her and say, hey, they've got to talk to a new agent. Your key is to get a real estate agent and a mortgage lender that are both on the same track. They're working together. The real estate agent has closed five or more purchase offerings as a buyer agent in the last 90 days. Your mortgage lender has to be local, has to navigate this market. Do you know if someone is working with Wells Fargo or Kansas City Bank or USAA that the smart sellers and listing agents are not even accepting those out-of-state offers if you're not with someone local? You can't navigate in 20 days. See, these are things that make it so imperative for me to come on the radio every single week just to at least put out the word. It's hard for people to find it, but put out the word. And finally, you got to get certified with Churchill. You might not even qualify for this house. Why are you working so hard if you don't even qualify? I'm not saying you don't, but let's actually find out. Find someone that will invest enough in you. And that's what I want to do with you. And this is the five reasons that the Churchill Certified Home Buyer is the best option. Number one, you submit your financial documents, and we actually put all of it in front of an underwriter. We don't stop at pre-approval. We take your whole file, gather it together like you already have a contract, you've already got an appraisal, you've already finished your inspection, and we put it forward, and we don't charge you a penny. Then you do the legwork up front, you get rid of all the hiccups, and then you're able to really get as close to a cash closing as possible, and you cut 7 to 10 days off the process. And you wonder why all of our buyers get houses? That's why. So call me at 719-330-1457 or have your family member, your friend, your coworker do the same. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them because that's all that matters. The memories inside the house that you buy, not the house itself. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, your purpose in life, I'm pretty fired up about this mortgage and home and mentorship stuff. You might be able to tell. Well, bam! Let's you and I connect. I can help you through it. Find your dream. You are my passion. I say it to radio listeners every week. Go grow and prosper. And I will have this hour with you. Same time, same bat channel. Next week, right here on CareDio. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy.